Joining us in the studio at this time, we have Howard Stibb, who is with Rip and Fest, and that is coming up in a couple weekends, right?
Oh, not this coming weekend, but the weekend after,
okay,
June 19th through the 21st.
All right. So the 19th through the 21st, usually a three-day festival, right?
Correct.
All right. Where do you want to start?
Well, we can start with Friday. The whole festival starts at 5 o'clock in the evening. Later on in the evening, we've got two bands. One is Jerry Unger and with the Fog, Jerry Unger with the Fog. That'll be the opening band. Mm-hmm. And then our featured band for the night is Rich Rath, REO Speedwagon Tribute Band. They are popular throughout the country. It started out, one of the members from the original REO Speedwagon had parted ways with that band and formed his own. And then somewhere along the line, he passed away. The rest of the band members still kept going with Rich Rath, the REO Speedwagon tribute band. So they will be playing from 8 until 11 Friday night, and then they will take a short break while the fireworks are done, and then they'll go back to playing. So we're looking forward to a good Friday night with those two bands.
And you got a carnival?
There is a carnival. The carnival is Spectrum. That's the one we've had for the last two or three years now, and they're very good. They bring, I think it's something like 15 to 20 rides, and it's for kids and adults, so it's not just one specific age group, mm-hmm. anything like that. They do have wristband sales that'll be going on ahead of time. They're actually going on right now, where you can buy a wristband for $25, and that's good for a four-hour block. You can use it Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, but it's got to be all within that 4 hours. But it's about half the price of what you would normally pay for a wristband.
Where do you get them?
You can get them at Hy-Vee. I believe it's Knuth's Brewery has them, and then Island Tree. Those three places for sure where I know that they are selling them, and they are on sale right now.
All right, and then Saturday brings a full day of activities.
We'll be starting out at about 8 o'clock that morning, and that'll start with the 5th Annual Car Show. And that we're hoping, last year we had something like 205 cars. So we're hoping for as big of a turnout, if not more. We switched to a Saturday because of conflicts with other car shows in the area on Sunday that we didn't want to have to compete with them. So we shifted that to a Saturday. But everything will be the same with that. We still have the 29 classes and 91 awards that are given out. And then there will be the kids zone there during the day, the pony rides. And then along the way, too, we'll have the carnival during the day. And music during the day will be provided by, it's called Sonny's Rock and Road Show. He's a local DJ, and he plays music from all the different decades. And along with that, he has a lot of different contests that he does.
Oh.
He's got a hula hoop contest, a trivia contest. So he interacts with the people that are there, and it's well worth it. That he's very good at what he does. And he'll also be there on Sunday, too. And Saturday night, we've got the ever-popular band Road Trip, and I believe they start somewhere around 6 to 7 or 8, somewhere in there. I'm not exactly sure on the exact time, but they'll be playing at night then for that also. So it's another night of great music to be able to come out and listen to.
Mm-hmm. So you have food and beverages on the grounds, too?
We do. There is a beverage tent. There's going to be several different food vendors. Maggie Nigber is in charge of them. I'm not exactly sure which ones we all have coming, but there's about six different types of foods that will be served out of vendors. And then we also have a flea market Saturday and Sunday. There's at least 20 to 25 vendors for different flea market items. And then the beverage tent and a brat stand. So there's going to be a little bit of everything for food. Whatever your fancy is, you should be able to find it there Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Now, you have a parade. Which day is that?
That will be on Sunday.
Okay.
And that's going to be starting at 11 o'clock. It starts at the intersection of Watson and Seward Street. It comes off from Seward Street, turns to the south on Watson Street, and follows all the way down to Barlow Park. Okay. We've had numerous applications being turned in so far for wanting to be entrants in the parade. We're also giving out some awards for different types of categories. We've got one for the best decorated vehicle. And our theme this year is the Happy Birthday America, the 250th anniversary. So anybody that wants to decorate a vehicle, or they can create a float, there's also a category for that. And then there's a third category for anything other than a float or a vehicle. So if you want to have like a marching band or something like that, and we've got first and second place that we're going to be awarding for those different things. So something a little bit different, but it's going to go along with the 250th anniversary theme.
So where do you get an application to enter the parade?
You can go online to the Rippin'Fest website. It's rippinfest.wi. You should be able to go right on there, and you can print it out, fill it out, and then just email it right back to Rippin'Fest, and then that'll come to me. I'm in charge of the parade this year, too.
All right. So is that a .com or a .org?
I believe it's .com.
Okay.
Right. But if they just, even just to go on Facebook,
yeah,
they'll be able to find it that way, too.
Okay. So what else do you have going on Sunday, then?
There will be a tractor show.
Oh.
And it's something different. We've had a few people come to us and say, you've never highlighted anything with tractors before. So we figured because of moving the car show to Saturday, we now have time for something to display in the park on Sunday. So it's not known how many that we'll have. Some of the people that own tractors already have said that they're going to be in the parade. They want to participate in that. And then they'll just bring their tractors and park near the area of the Rippin'Fest Pavilion, and they'll have them on display. And the way it sounds from what I'm hearing through the rumors, there may even be some antique-type lawn tractors.
Oh,
yeah. And those you don't see around all that much anymore. That farm tractors, some of them you see in the parades quite a bit, but you don't see the lawnmower-type tractors along the way. So that'll be a good thing, too. It's something different that people don't get to see every day.
Wow.
And there's one thing that we found out this last week. We're going to have a very special feature in the parade, and that will be the UW-Madison Marching Band. That one of our members from Rippin'Fest was able to reach out and contact them, and they said that they would be more than willing. It's not known how many members of the band will be there yet, but they will be in the parade this year.
Well, that's kind of quite the coup, getting them. So
exactly, you know. Exactly.
I mean, they show up at different things, but it's still something else to have them participate. Now, is there any cost to attend Rippin'Fest other than what you need for brats and beverages?
Nope, it's a free festival. We look at it that it's a way to give back to the community that we have. I believe it's at least 45 sponsors from throughout the area that have contributed funds so that we can put this all on. But there's no cost to the general public whatsoever other than what they pay for the, like you say, the food, beverages, and for the carnival rides and stuff like that. That's the only expense there is.
All right, so just to recap, what are the dates for Rippin'Fest, Howard?
June 19th to the 21st, which is a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that's not this coming weekend, but the weekend after.
Okay. Anything else that people should know about Rippin'Fest?
No, I think they should pretty well take care of it. It's a free event. That's our sponsors are the ones that contribute funds to make this all possible. And we have a sponsor board out at the park when the event is going on. So people will be able to see who we all have for sponsors. And as the time when the music is playing, the different bands are playing, the sponsors will be announced at that time, too. So it's a way for us to give back to the sponsors in recognizing them as being sponsors. So, but if the weather holds out the way it's looking right now, we should have a good weekend, and we hope to see as many people there as what we possibly can.
Howard, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Howard Stibb about Rippin'Fest.